Welcome back to the Mbaga Media Health Podcast. Today, we're diving deep into the evolving landscape of fitness and wellness, embracing a holistic future. It's fascinating how much our perception of health has changed over the years, isn't it?
Absolutely. It feels like just yesterday fitness was all about hitting the gym, counting calories, and maybe seeing a doctor when something was obviously wrong. The focus was so much on aesthetics, looking a certain way, shedding pounds. Wellness was often just the absence of obvious illness.
Exactly. But that conversation has shifted so dramatically. It's not just about how we look anymore, or if we can run a marathon. The current definition of fitness and wellness is this expansive, deeply personal journey towards holistic well-being.
That's right. We're talking about a comprehensive approach that includes not just our physical bodies, but our minds, our emotions, and even the quality of our social connections. It's a huge paradigm shift.
And this isn't happening in a vacuum. It's being fueled by an explosion of accessible information and groundbreaking technology. Suddenly, we have powerful tools and insights right at our fingertips, changing how we approach health.
It really is. So, what are these new frontiers, and how are they reshaping our approach to a healthier life? Let's start with one of the most visible changes, wearable technology and the AI revolution.
Wearables are everywhere now, smartwatches, fitness trackers, rings, even smart clothing. They've moved beyond being just for serious athletes and are now seamlessly integrated into our daily lives. They're doing so much more than just counting steps.
They've become sophisticated personal health monitors, collecting data that used to be exclusive to clinical settings. We're talking detailed sleep pattern analysis, understanding REM cycles and deep sleep quality, not just duration.
And they're measuring heart rate variability, HRV, which is a key indicator of our body's stress response and recovery status. Plus, insights into daily stress levels, blood oxygen, and even temperature fluctuations.
All this data would be overwhelming without the engine processing it, artificial intelligence. AI is taking that raw data and transforming it into actionable, personalized insights.
Exactly. It's moving us away from generic advice like get 8 hours of sleep to hyper-personalized recommendations. For instance, your AI might suggest a lighter workout if it detects low HRV due to stress.
That's a game changer. Instead of blindly following a generic plan, the AI can analyze your sleep data and suggest adjusting your bedtime or winding down routine for optimal performance the next day.
And in some cases, these AI systems are even flagging subtle anomalies that could be early indicators of potential health issues, prompting users to seek professional medical advice. This is moving from reactive to proactive health management.
This shift from one-size-fits-all to tailored, dynamic programs is fundamentally changing how we approach exercise and daily health. But, of course, with so much personal data being collected, ethical considerations and data privacy are crucial.
Absolutely. Those are critical areas of ongoing development, ensuring our personal health information is protected and used responsibly. Now, beyond the data on our wrists, let's talk about how we actually move our bodies and the mind-body connection.
This is so important. For too long, fitness was seen as purely physical, separate from our mental and emotional states. But we're now recognizing that true fitness is deeply rooted in mind-body integration.
Practices like advanced mindfulness and meditation are becoming essential components, not just optional extras. They're used to enhance focus, improve recovery, and build resilience, which are key for any athlete or active individual.
And biofeedback is gaining traction too. This technique allows people to gain voluntary control over involuntary bodily processes like heart rate and muscle tension. It provides real-time data to help manage the body better.
That's fascinating. And fitness platforms are increasingly integrating mental health support. It's common now to see resources for stress management, anxiety reduction, and even direct access to mental health professionals within wellness apps.
This holistic approach acknowledges that a stressed or anxious mind can significantly hinder physical progress. Concepts like neuroplasticity are also entering the fitness discourse, highlighting how training can change our brain structure.
Neuroplasticity means specific types of training can improve cognitive abilities like memory and problem solving. Think about how stress impacts your physical performance. When we're under pressure, our bodies are in a state of high alert.
That state can impede muscle repair, disrupt sleep, and drain energy. So, stress management techniques are now positioned as a core pillar of wellness, as critical as nutrition or exercise planning.
And what about immersive experiences? Virtual reality, VR, and augmented reality, AR, are opening up entirely new dimensions for wellness. Imagine a yoga class in a serene virtual forest.
Or using AR to overlay correct form cues during a home workout. These technologies make fitness more engaging, accessible, and fun, transforming exercise into an extraordinary, often gamified, experience.
Moving on from the mind-body connection, let's talk about recovery and longevity science. The approach to recovery is becoming much more scientifically informed and sophisticated.
Gone are the days of just stretching. We're seeing advanced modalities designed to accelerate muscle repair, reduce inflammation, and restore energy levels far more effectively. Think cryotherapy and infrared saunas.
Cryotherapy uses extreme cold to reduce soreness, while infrared saunas use heat to promote circulation and muscle relaxation. And personalized nutrition is crucial, with tailored plans for fueling workouts and optimizing recovery.
But the conversation is expanding even further into longevity science. This field explores how we can live not just longer, but healthier, more vibrant lives well into our later years.
Exercise is now understood as a powerful tool for promoting long-term cellular health and preventing chronic diseases. Research consistently links exercise to reduced risk of heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and certain cancers.
It's about building resilience at a cellular level, ensuring our bodies function optimally for decades. This is where personalized interventions, informed by cutting-edge science, come into play.
Genetic testing, for example, can provide unique insights into our predispositions and how our bodies respond to different exercises and nutrition. This allows for highly personalized plans that maximize benefits.
And looking ahead, we're seeing the potential of regenerative medicine and its integration with fitness protocols. Therapies aimed at repairing and regenerating tissues could enhance recovery and prevent injuries.
The intersection of fitness, longevity science, and advanced medical technologies is rapidly evolving. It promises a future where we can proactively manage our health span, the years we live in good health.
So, how can we practically harness these breakthroughs without feeling overwhelmed? The key is curiosity and focusing on personal relevance. Start by exploring diverse movement practices.
Beyond the traditional gym, consider yoga, Pilates, Tai Chi, dance, martial arts, or functional fitness. Find what resonates with you, because consistency is far more important than the specific modality.
With wearables, resist chasing every new gadget. Focus on your goals, improving sleep, managing stress, optimizing performance. Choose a device that offers insights relevant to your needs.
And remember, technology is a tool, not a master. It's crucial to listen to your body. Wearables provide data, but they can't feel your fatigue or soreness like you can. Trust your body's signals.
If a device suggests a high-intensity workout but your body is screaming for rest, trust your intuition. And never hesitate to seek professional guidance from trainers, physical therapists, nutritionists, or mental health professionals.
They can help interpret data, set realistic goals, and develop safe, effective strategies. Also, consider the power of community and social support. Sharing experiences with others provides motivation and accountability.
It reminds you that you're not alone. Ultimately, the most significant breakthrough is understanding that modern wellness is holistic. It's about creating a sustainable, integrated approach to health.
This nourishes your body, calms your mind, and enriches your life. By embracing these new trends thoughtfully, we can unlock a level of vitality and well-being far beyond what was once imaginable.
It's about fostering a proactive, rather than reactive, relationship with our health. Instead of waiting for a crisis, we're now equipped with knowledge and tools to build resilience and optimize well-being daily.
This proactive stance is perhaps the most significant paradigm shift. It empowers us to be active participants in our health journey, not just passive recipients of advice. Let's dive deeper into longevity science.
Healthcare used to focus on treating disease. Longevity science flips that script, focusing on understanding the biological processes of aging and disease to intervene before they cause decline. It's like preventative maintenance for your cells.
A key area is telomeres, the protective caps on our chromosomes. Chronic stress and poor nutrition accelerate shortening, while exercise and stress management can preserve telomere length. It's a tangible link between habits and biological age.
And epigenetics. Our genes provide the blueprint, but epigenetics influences how genes are switched on or off. Lifestyle choices can lead to positive epigenetic changes that reduce disease risk. It's like a dimmer switch for our genes.
Personalized nutrition is a cornerstone here, moving beyond broad guidelines to understanding individual genetics, microbiome, and metabolic responses. Imagine a meal plan based on your specific nutrient needs and how your body processes carbs.
Companies are using AI to analyze blood work, genetics, and microbiome samples for customized nutrition. It's about intelligent fueling for optimal health and performance, not just restrictive diets.
The role of exercise in longevity is profound. It's not just about cardio or strength, it improves mitochondrial function, insulin sensitivity, reduces inflammation, and even promotes new neuron growth.
Strength training is crucial for maintaining bone density and preventing sarcopenia, age-related muscle loss. This impacts mobility and metabolism, so resistance training is an investment in future independence.
The concept of hormesis is also gaining traction. Low doses of stressors, like exercise, trigger beneficial adaptive responses. A challenging workout temporarily damages muscle, but the body adapts and improves.
This principle applies to practices like intermittent fasting and exposure to mild cold or heat. The key is controlled stressors that trigger adaptation. Fitness integrated with these fields optimizes cellular health and genetic predispositions.
It's about optimizing our bodies for a longer health span, not just lifespan. Now, let's pivot back to the practicalities. How do we navigate this ever-expanding landscape without needing a PhD in biology?
It can feel overwhelming. The first step is curiosity and focusing on personal relevance. Ask yourself, what are my personal health goals? Am I looking to manage stress, improve sleep, increase energy, or boost performance?
Once you know your objectives, explore tools and practices that align. With wearables, don't get lost in the data. Your smartwatch might show low HRV, but what does that mean for you? Your subjective experience is valuable data.
Exactly. Technology is a guide, not the ultimate authority. Your subjective feeling of readiness is crucial. I had a client who was always opting for light workouts based on his wearable, but his progress stalled.
He felt great on some days indicated as poor recovery, so we experimented. Trying a moderate workout when he felt good surprisingly led to better performance and recovery. His individual resilience wasn't fully captured by the algorithm.
This highlights the importance of a balanced approach using data as a guide, not a rigid prescription. When it comes to movement, think about variety and enjoyment. If you dread the gym, you won't stick with it.
Explore different activities. Rock climbing, yoga, tai chi, dance, martial arts. The goal is sustainability and joy. Different modalities serve different purposes: HIIT for cardio, strength training for muscle and bone, yoga for flexibility and mindfulness.
A well-rounded approach often incorporates elements of each. The integration of mindfulness and mental well-being is non-negotiable. It's not just stress management, it's building mental resilience.
Practices like meditation and deep breathing can profoundly impact physical health. Chronic stress releases cortisol, leading to inflammation and impaired immunity. Managing stress creates a more hospitable internal environment.
Think about gamification too. Platforms that turn workouts into games or challenges can be incredibly motivating. They tap into our desire for achievement and competition.
Virtual reality fitness experiences can transport you, making exercise engaging rather than a chore. Now, let's address cost and accessibility. Advanced technologies and personalized services can be expensive.
It's true, but the fundamental principles of modern wellness are largely accessible. Regular physical activity, a balanced diet, adequate sleep, and stress management are generally affordable and available to everyone.
The key is to prioritize what you can manage and build from there. If advanced sleep tracking is too costly, start by observing your sleep patterns and implementing basic sleep hygiene practices.
Similarly, if personalized nutrition plans are out of budget, focus on incorporating more whole, unprocessed foods, fruits, and vegetables. Staying hydrated is also key and free.
The emphasis on community and social connection cannot be overstated. We are social beings, and our connections significantly impact our well-being. Joining groups or finding workout buddies provides motivation.
Sharing your journey with supportive friends or family offers immense motivation and accountability. That sense of belonging is a powerful antidote to isolation in health pursuits.
Finally, let's reiterate the overarching theme: holistic well-being. This isn't about optimizing one aspect at the expense of others, it's about creating a harmonious balance between physical, mental, emotional, and social health.
When you prioritize sleep, you improve cognitive function and emotional regulation. Physical activity reduces stress and boosts mood. Nurturing social relationships enhances resilience. It's all interconnected.
The modern fitness and wellness landscape is no longer narrow. It's a dynamic ecosystem acknowledging the complexity of human health. By embracing these new frontiers with discernment and focus on personal relevance,
we can unlock profound vitality. We can move beyond just existing to truly thriving, living lives that are not only longer but richer, more fulfilling, and more vibrant. The journey is personal, the tools are evolving, but the destination is more attainable than ever.